All right. So I hope there's not a lot of people here from San Antonio, because I'm picking on San Antonio a lot today. The Turgales case was San Antonio, and this case is a San Antonio case. And this one is Trial v. Dragon. And I have to say, I don't understand how they possibly got this one wrong. It just doesn't make any sense to me. The facts are really basic. Leo Trial and several of his siblings owned real property. Leo gifted his wife Ruth with one half of his 1/7 interest. In 1993, Leo purportedly conveyed all of his interest along with his siblings to the Dragons. Ruth didn't sign up and convey it, so she had her 1/14 interest. Leo passed away, Ruth passed away, and then the conveyance had contained a 15-year reservation, which terminated in 2008. And once that mineral interest terminated, the Dragons went back for a division order, and they wanted an order in place that they were entitled to all the mineral interests. And the trial said, no, we have still our 1/14 interest that we inherited from our mother. And the Dragons claimed, well, that's just not possible because you are estopped by deed or after acquired property. And the estoppel by deed is the proposition that all parties to a deed are bound by the recitals, which operate as an estoppel, working on the interest in the land and binding both parties in privies, privies in blood, privies in estate, and privies in law. And for some reason, the San Antonio Court of Appeals said, yeah, they're stopped by deed, the trials cannot claim any rights, the Dragons get it all. And at the end of the day, the Supreme Court overturned them and said the sons inherited the property from the mother didn't sign the deed, and the sons were not stopped from claiming the rights. I mean, it seems the right answer. So I'd love to know what the San Antonio Court of Appeals was thinking when they made this decision. It seems straightforward to me, but they got it wrong. So, and I'm gonna do one more, and then I'll give Mr. White a little bit of time to speak. But because I've been picking on the San Antonio Court of Appeals, I'm gonna talk about something that they did do right. And this one is really important for us as practitioners. And what happened in this case is the Jansons conveyed two tracts of lands to the Gonzales, and they intended to exclude a royalty interest from this conveyance. And each deed that they signed contained the following line. And it said, we convey all of our property subject to the previous deeds in the chain of title. And at the end of the day, the reality is that the San Antonio Court of Appeals said subject to is not an exclusion. If you are intending to exclude something from a conveyance, you must use the word exclusion, essentially. We hereby exclude this, because otherwise the general rule is that a deed is intended to construe and confer upon the grantee the greatest estate that they have. So when they said they were conveying it subject to the existing deeds of record, that was not sufficient to create an exception or a reservation. So therefore, they conveyed everything they owned. And they did not have the reservation of the mineral interest that they thought they had. So, note to self, yeah? Well, subject to means it's subject to the existing records that are out there, is really the way that they wrote it. And this is based on a Supreme Court decision called Bess, that the subject to, unless it's clearly tied to the granting clause in a way that this was not, it's not sufficient to create an exception. So if you want to create an exception, So I think this is a very, very, very important drafting note for everybody. I'm going to let Mr. White speak some.